This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Hey, welcome to Husker 24/7. This is Brian Christofferson. On the other end is Michael Bruntz. It was day one of spring ball, and Matt Rhule and four players spoke to the media. Kind of felt like those first day of school vibes, Bruntz. I wish I would have got a photo of you with your backpack out on your front porch before you headed over, but I'm sorry I didn't get that done.
Yeah, no, it was kind of the... You know, Matt Rhule had kind of that bouncy excitement on the first day. It was like syllabus day. You don't have the full class, but you get a little taste of it. It was a newsy day. We learned we got some roster news. We got some position change news. We talked to Heinrich Harburg, one of the first out of the shoot, the interview shoot. He got the lower numbers, I guess, in the Royal Rumble draw. So, where do we start? What do you want to go with?
We can start with Harburg. I mean, he was one of the four they brought out there. And I also think he's a good example of, like, maybe he can take off at quarterback, but he's open to other things, it sounds like, too. He's all his attention right now is on quarterback. Mike Schaefer wrote a story on our site. People can read more about what he said. But he was a great athlete at Kearney Catholic, had really good track times. I know the GPS timing of guys is something Rhule brings up a lot, it seems like, and he does very well with that. So that speed stands out to him. So I don't know, guys like him, who are great athletes, they should be excited, I think, about this coaching staff, because they've sort of got a history of, we can find something for you, you know, let's keep, knocking away at this and see what's out there. And Harburg seems kind of rejuvenated.
Yeah, no, he's and Rhule said that this was the best quarterback room that he's had at any of his other stops, which that doesn't strike me as just coach speak. I don't think he would have said it if he didn't believe it. But Harburg's interesting because, is he a tight end? Is he an edge rusher? He's kind of an athletic freak, but, you know, for whatever reason to this point, it hasn't clicked at quarterback. I was surprised that you know, he's thought about it. He admitted he's thought about it. And they said, okay, well, what position would it be? Tight end, edge rusher, all the above? And he basically said, you know, yes. Like, he's, willing to do what he can to get on the field. So that's something to watch, especially given the staff's history. The fact that, you know, Matt Rhule himself today said that there's going to be some days where guys are going to be practicing on both offense and defense as they kind of figure out where guys fit. So, you know, I'm not saying that Heinrich Harburg is going to be, you know, taking reps at quarterback and then rushing the quarterback in the next 7-on-7 period or, you know, having to defend passes. But that was notable to me that, A, he was out there, and it's obviously something he's thought about.
Yeah. The other thing, another player who was up there was Gabe Irvin. And, Gabe has had a great offseason, according to Matt Rhule. And I think sometimes we get lost on this a little bit. Gabe was such a quick study his first year on campus. I mean, he was the flavor of that first fall camp. Remember, like, when he was up there? And it was like, he's going to start like his opening week as a first year player and all that. Played at obviously that loaded Buford program in Georgia, where he came from. And so, I mean, it's really just injuries that has sort of gotten in the way of him. But when you hear Like, I remember EJ Barthel was talking about seeing him the first time and just like, man, that's a dude. Like, and he does have that presence about him. And Rule talked about he could be a pretty useful, like, power back, a guy who can get those tough yards for you. And obviously AJ Allen's another who's going to throw his hat in the ring. But when you combine that, Brunts, with the news, sort of the news of the day, I guess, that Anthony Grant is right now suspended and has to work his way back into the good graces of the staff by meeting some standards, it definitely is a door wide open for guys like Gabe Irvin, AJ Allen, who we're already talking about, and I think Ramir too. You can't even Emmett Johnson, let's not just toss to the side until the staff gets a good eval on him.
Yeah, no, I think Gabe Irvin's always the guy that, you know, you can count on. Like you said, he came from Buford, which is a huge organized program in Georgia. He gets it. He understands what you have to do to get in position to contribute. And he said today he wasn't 100% last year. I don't think anybody would argue that, but I don't know that that spot was really, it felt like a spot that probably would have benefited from some rotating, I think is probably a diplomatic way of putting it. And I don't know that, especially once AJ Allen went down, that there was much opportunity there for any of those guys further down the depth chart. So I think he senses opportunity. He said he's, you know, feeling 100%. He's finally healthy. And I don't know. I think, you know, a clean slate always kind of puts a little bit of a bounce in guys' steps. And, you know, Matt Rule's staff is trying to find guys that they can count on. And, you know, if you're showing up every day, you're being a good teammate, being a good leader, I think that's a good way to get to the front. And you know, now it's performing on the field once you get the opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, this staff has watched a lot of tape on these guys from last year. And I don't want to pick on Anthony Grant right now while he's down. He's a guy who's had some tough personal things in his life and has done a great job to get to where he is. And last year was a great success story when he was had like 600 yards in the first five games. But I'm just talking about as a running back here. I think everyone sort of was in agreement. It was getting a little too east-westy, you know, easty-westy with how he was running in the Big Ten. And you think about how Rule was talking today and kind of pumping up Irvin is, you know, pounding it out, and maybe AJ Allen's that type of guy. He knows what league he's walking into. And this, the more and more I used to get caught up when I would hear talk of like a guy, Bruns, who could hit the home run, you know, like the, oh, this guy, like Greg Bell, remember, was like, he can take it 60 yards. And I can appreciate that. But the more and more I've watched the Big Ten, give me the back who can take the 1 or 2 yard run and make it 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know, get those 2 extra yards every down, and that's the difference between winning and losing in this league.
The Ibrahims, the Corums,
yes,
those types, who can occasionally also break it too. I mean, those guys are, you know, you almost kind of guaranteed a 30 carry day for about 130, 140 with those guys. I mean, I think that's a recipe that Matt Rule and his staff would love to emulate, especially given his comments today about the shutout in the fourth quarter, the 75 rush yards late, you know, those kinds of things. I mean, that's what they're looking to do.
You know what else, kind of finishing up here, stands out from today? This staff has talked about watching tape, but you hear like, okay, there's a position move with like Jake Applegate where they're going to move him from edge from last year to tight end. That surprises none of us around here who cover recruiting, because we watched him at Lincoln Southeast and he had great hands and could bounce off people as a receiver. But that shows me like Rule and his staff, I mean, they dug into the files here. They went back and they looked at like Southeast tape and stuff like that. And they're like, this fits this guy. Let's give him a crack there. And he might be one of those guys who they're still thinking about both sides. There are some guys like that, but that's pretty interesting to me. Just sort of the detail you're starting to pick up on how they've studied some guys. Janaron Bonner's another where they obviously looked at his body type a while and they thought, you know what, even though everyone's touted him as a receiver, he's a hybrid guy. Like, let's get a little more weight on him and we can use this guy like Satterfield used some of them at South Carolina.
Yeah, no, that I think that's, and I think you go back to like winter conditioning. And I talked to some high school coaches who came up and watched Nebraska just go through workouts. And the thing that they noted to me that was that stood out at Matt Rule's, you know, staff and the way they did things was you had every position coach at everything that they could be. They were watching every drill. They were watching how guys moved. And going back and grading everything that those guys did, you know, in workouts. And I think the ability to, you know, look at a Jake Applegate and say, yeah, this guy moves pretty well for, you know, the size that he is, or Bonner, or somebody like that. I mean, it's a little bit of imagination at first, but it's also just kind of trusting your eyes and then digging in, like you said, and seeing if there's anything in somebody's background that would suggest that they could make an easy transition. Like Applegate, who he's a good catcher of the ball. He's got great body control. He always has. He's a very good athlete. And I don't think that they're done moving guys around. I mean, I think it's very much going to be a spring where they're readjusting the pieces, finding where guys potentially fit, and kind of shoring up issues on their depth chart by using the pieces that they have.
Yep. And one other interesting thing happened after Rule went down the list of sort of some changes and guys who aren't on there. They updated their roster. There's no single digits on it now. I wonder if those will have to be earned. We'll ask about that because I know that's become a big deal to like have a single digit number. But also no nickels, no edge defenders listed now. They've all put those in the, like your linebacker, defensive back, and probably makes sense because right now there's as you're looking at who was listed as what, you're sort of like, yeah, is he that much different than this guy over here though? You know, is Chief Borders a linebacker, an edge guy, you know, like is Isaac Gifford a defensive back or a nickel? Like, so I think where they're at right now, that probably makes all the sense in the world to me to get away from those niche labels until you figure it out for sure.
Yeah. Luke Reimer today was talking about some of the kind of nebulous positions on defense right now. Yeah. And Sherman and Borders, you know, the two transfers from the SEC, asked him, okay, are they with you with the inside guys? Are they outside? And he's like, well, they're kind of inside, kind of outside, you know, it depends on the reps. And I think that's kind of where they're at with the defense right now, is just kind of getting up to speed on things and trying to make things work together. And I mean, there's not a lot of pressure right now to do that when you're, you know, you still have 14 practices to figure that stuff out.
Yeah. And Rule was reminding guys, he said today, like, if you make a mistake, like, dude, there's time here. Like, you can't just put all that pressure on yourself right away. This is a process. And so I think they're reminding guys of that. It could be tough for those personalities that follow this team that love, like, what is he? You know, like, what? I need a label attached to that guy or this defense or whatever. And you can tell there's some pushback to that, which is fine. That's the way football is now. I don't think it's as easily defined about what stuff is sometimes.
Then we just need to start listing guys on the roster with like the shoulder shrug emoji. Like, don't really know.
Yeah. Rule should use the emojis. He uses a tweet like with certain guys, like kind of to give you clues about where it's heading. I also, finishing up, I've joined the vest community a little bit, and Rule had his vest on today, and I think I saw a couple other vests. I wonder if that's a subconscious thing, Bronswear. Like, I didn't really want to just become a vest guy in the last couple months, but I wonder if it's like sort of been in the back of my mind after seeing Rule sport it. Like, man, I could pull that off too.
You're gonna be wearing a smock by the time fall camp comes around. You'll be a smock guy.
Yeah, we'll see about that. It's possible. But what we do know for sure is there's a lot of material on Husker 24/7. We're also going through the state of Arizona right now, as our state of focus this week, because guess what? Dylan Raiola is coming into town, from there. And so we'll have more on that state and recruiting that. And of course the big recruiting weekend ahead, all the practice updates, there's pro day this week. So come to Husker 24/7. We will have a ton of stuff.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.